The conference will now begin.
Okay, here we go. Let's continue. We are waking up. We're waking up, that's what we're doing. That's what we want to do in the morning. So we want to do as much as we can to wake up, not to be sleeping. Sleeping it means there's no das. Sleeping means that you're not awake to reality. We don't want that. So we're still in the first Sefer Shulchan Aruch, of course. Yisgabar Kari, Lama Vavoker, to wake up like a lion, strong, vigor, Zrizus, we learned the last halacha. And let's continue here. We discussed that there are two types of questions in life. There's questions that you can't know the answers to, and therefore don't get involved with them. There's questions that you can know the answers to, but sometimes you don't know the answer. You be very careful not to get caught off guard with those types of questions, because then you may allow some poison of the kofrim to enter into you. So Rabbi Nelson told us, it's really from Rabbi Nachman, that we have to start learning halacha, leave the ochasa, we have to learn Torah, leave the ochasa, to see that there are sometimes there's things that are confusing, the machlokas in the Mishnah, there's a machlokas in the Amorah, and there's a machlokas in the Rishonim, and there's a machlokas in the Achronim, but still, the Shulchan Aruch Paschim. And that brings a certain clarity and shows that even though you don't always know the answer, there is an answer, and you have to just keep searching for it. So we're on page 111. Because of this, because everybody has a little bit of doubt within himself, because everybody has questions that they cannot answer, or there are questions in the world that maybe you don't have, but if you would be asked them, you wouldn't know the answer. So therefore you need to wake up at Chatzos. Yom and Laila are the bechina of Or and Choshech. Heim bechina is Das Uchsilus Shulastar Siyadi. So, Yom and Laila, day and night, are equal, they're equatable, of course, to Or and Choshech, light and darkness. What is it in Pnimius when we say somebody's lit up, he's enlightened, and he has Das. He has Das. Das is a hard word to translate in English. It's a hard word to translate as a sugya das, a very, very big sugya. Das means a lot of different things. It means widening the perspective to see things in a deep way, to understand things, to have the proper, it's called a shikul hadas, to be able to balance things properly. And the opposite of das is kfilus, silliness, foolishness, which is the hastaras hayidiyah, which is the lacking of yidiyah. As Rabbi Nachman has in his Torah, Lamed Zayin Dirshu. Shadas u'b'chinas Or. And when a person has light, when his life is lit up, when things are clear, then he's holding the Madrega of Das. V'akfilus, as Rabbi Nachman says, again, just repeating, Kfilus, which is foolishness, b'chinas Astaras Haydi, is a lacking of Das. You know, the Gemara says in Nedarim, the Gemara says, if you have Das, you acquired everything. If you don't have Das, what have you acquired? If you have Das, you're a keli, you're a vessel to be able to live in the world in a proper way and to accept things and to live through experience of this life and to grow. If you don't have Das, if you don't have Das, then you're pretty much like an animal walking around. So you live life and you eat and you drink and sometimes animals go to work, right? Animals that are in the zoo, they're at work, right? That's their job. They're at the zoo. People pay money to see them. But they don't have Das, not really in life. So Das is the most important need that we have to reveal and to realize and to try to work on. And now Astaras Hayediyah is the Bechinas Choshech, darkness, nighttime. Ki HaChoshech, page 112. Ki HaChoshech Nimshach Mecheshtas Hadas. Choshech in one's life, darkness in one's life, depression, yish, not being able to think properly, being closed off to people, being closed off to himself, that's coming from Cheshkas Adas. A person who doesn't have Das wants to stay in his bed all day. He doesn't know how he can get out of bed. He doesn't have friends. He doesn't know how he can connect other people. He doesn't have Das. He doesn't understand. He's not in reality. Shiva starts the ideas, the lacking of ideas, of knowledge. All the questions that a person has in life is coming because he doesn't have Das. You don't have Das. And Das tells a person that even if you don't understand the answer to this question, Das tells the person what to do next. If it's a question that you're not supposed to know the answer to, Das tells you, have emunah. This is the place to have emunah. And if this is a question that you should know the answer to, but you don't know the answer, Das tells you, have emunah. You need Das, because if you don't have Das, then sometimes you could just break down. If you don't have Das, then you don't have the, you know, the command center that's guiding all of the people in the company where to go. Das is the command center within us. The Chochma and Bina are the high, are the think tank guys. They're in the back room. They're thinking about all the deep thoughts, the high level thoughts. But then you need someone to take those thoughts and then bring them to reality. If you just have a think tank, but you have no way of producing, no way of coming out with the product that they're thinking about, then what's the point? They just have a lot of blueprints, but no products. Das is that guy who takes the blueprints and makes it into a reality. Page 112, second paragraph. Ki isa b'zara, the Zara tells, the Zara Kaddish tells us. Tad paris, leilia, gadfa. Azayim statmin, tarin, the Gan Eden. V'nimusei, gardunin, anaskin, ba'almo, ba'almo, isnaheg, al yado, the matronis. And when the night comes out, when night spreads its wings, gadfa, his wings, the gates of Gan Eden are closed. The forces of darkness, the nimusei gardunin, the forces of darkness, nafkin ba'alma, they come out into the world. The alma in the world is not gardim, the matronisa, the world becomes run by the matronisa. Look at number 41, the note on the bottom, I'll read it. This refers to the Shekhinah. What's the matronisa? The matron. It refers to the Shekhinah activation, which in the works of the early Kabbalists is known as the matron. All of Klal Yisrael are princes. It was Mamish, this, it was the Gemara, the Daf Yomi today. Shem Bar Yochai said that all of Yisrael have B'nai Melach. Mamish today. Shem Bar Yochai said in the Mishnah, Daf Yomi. It's always the other Shema like that. And so the divine persona of the Malchus, the source of Jewish, the source of the Jewish soul, is also the matron and holy queen. Being the lowest of the spheres, Malchus interfaces between the supernal worlds, the world of spirituality, and this, our lower world of corporeality, the physical world that has form, and thus serves as the agent between Hashem and man. This agency, Malchus, is depicted in the following passage from the Zohar, on the relationship between the Holy King, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and his queen, the Shekhinah Malchus, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Every mission that the king wishes issues from the house of the matron. The king always, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei created our world in order that he can be poel, he can act. The way he acts is in our world, and he does it through the Shekhinah, through the Malchus, through that sphere. Every mission from below to the king ascends first to the house of the matron. Everything has to flow through the Shekhinah activation, and from there to the king. That's what we try, especially now, the 3 weeks is almost coming, and we're mourning the Golos, we're in the Chulban Beis HaMikdash, and then we're trying to get the Shechinta out of the Golos, out of the offer, out of the dirt, to recognize the Shechinta, to say, Shem Yishem Yichud Kutcher Richa Shechinta, to recognize the Kodesh Baruch, and try to raise up his Shechina, the Divine Providence, and recognize him, and raise it up in this world. Thus, the Matron is the agent of all, and from above to below, and from below to above. Between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she, the Malchus, stands in between, sending our information up, sending our tefillos up. And she is the one who takes the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kutcher Richa, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and sends them down to us, to tell us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Consequently, they bring down a world, a time, or a situation governed by the matron, the Shekhinah, which in our Torah is referring to the nighttime. The nighttime is run by the matron, is one that calls for emuna rather than das. And all the lights go out. You need to use your emuna now. That's what you need to use. So back up top. Chaim, page 112. Chaim. Ki belaylo mezgabra choshech shu eder das. At nighttime, the choshech is powerful and you have no das. You can't think straight. You don't have all the answers to the questions. So, steam of time to Gan Eden. The gates of Gan Eden are closed then. You're not thinking clearly. Which is the pathways of your seichel are closed off. It could be nighttime, or it could be any time that your das is not working. A person's depressed. something bad happens to a person, he's not able to think properly. So he's living in a place of choshech, he's living in a place where the shvili aseichel is closed, the Gan Eden of your life is closed. And when you're closed, you know what happens when Gan Eden is closed? All the evil spirits come into the world. And then you start getting bad thoughts, you start thinking to do bad things, you start to feel bad, all different ways. That's the klipas, that's the klipas in our life, the evil forces. Their main grasp, the evil forces in this world, are the fears, the denials, and the questions that are, come from the lacking of das by night. The person's dark. He's not feeling good. He's not feeling open. Maybe something happened at work today. Something happened with a relationship with his. And he's feeling low about himself. He hasn't found the nekuda tova within himself, like we learned from Rinasan Torah, from Nachman, Reish Pedez, Azamra. He doesn't look for the nekuda tovas, and therefore he feels bad. He feels down. And then all the bad thoughts, all the bad feelings, all the bad actions that he once thought about, or that he currently thinks about, now become very powerful. And he might get drawn to a place that he doesn't want to go, that he's been before and doesn't want to go again. Says Rabbi Nelson, Shubachinus Timas Tarn, the Gan Eden Kedul, because that's the closing of Gan Eden. And if the Gan Eden's closed, then you're in big trouble. So when you have no das, and you finish up here, when you have no das, what do? When das is lost, it's dark, you're having a bad day, things are looking bleak. If you try to use your das, you're in trouble because you're holding by a question that you can't answer right now. This is a question that you can't answer because you don't have the proper das. So what do? You try to learn halacha, right? Halacha opens up your das every now and then. That's not working either. And now what do? Zohar tells us that at this time when the darkness is out, when the das is low, you need to use the matronis, you need to use the malchus. She becomes a malka kadosh. You need to enter into her realm, the Malka, the Queen, the Holy Queen, Shibuchinas, page 113. Use Emuna. Yeah, I'm low. Yeah, I'm feeling bad. But I know Kodesh Bahor runs the world, and I know I'm going to get out of this. And everybody has bad times. Look back in your life. You've had weeks, you've had months, you've had low periods in Parnassi, you had low periods in relationships, you had low periods in your learning, your davening. But you know what? You got out of it. You have to have an Emuna. But you got out of it once, you're going to get out of it again. Keep a light of the base of when it's nighttime, it's dark in yourself, in your life. It's dark because there's no das. You only have your emunah, and it's very, very powerful. Vada, emunah is a vada. I'm going to get out of it. She begins malchus, begins machinisa, which is the machinisa. Ze begins emunah, so believe us, we have to have emunah in nighttime. Kodesh Baruch Hu, help us out, have emunah in you, Baruch Shalom. Help give us das. You have to daven it up. Rabbi Nachman teaches us. Rabbi Nachman teaches you. You have to daven up your learning. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, we ask you, please help us have das. We should always have das to see things clear, but sometimes, Baruch Shalom, we know that it's not possible. Sometimes it's so dark. It's so hard to see. We don't know what's going on. To help us use what we have left, which is our emunah, which is so strong. It's not a bidyev. Adrav, it's a lechatchil. You have to know when to use it. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to use our das in this world. If we don't have to be able to use the das, means use the emunah. Like Rabbi Nachman says, you need simulam hey, we should be zochim at Hashem to our das. If we don't have das, use our emunah, which all of it is included in Shabbos Kodesh. Both das, both emunah, we should be zochim into a beautiful Shabbos. And then we'll continue next week.
Amen.